What's up, everybody? It's the Ken Braverman podcast. We're going political. I keep forgetting. We have to be reminded of this. So I got to go hardcore political because there's just too much going on and we must be reminded about it at least once a week. And we really need to be reminded about it daily until this is taken care of. Okay, so we got Rachel Maddow on the television here cooking a little pasta for a late dinner on a Saturday night. And, you know, MSNBC, I guess, is properly re-showing Rachel Maddow from during the week during the same prime spot on Saturday or Sunday night. You should do that because what she's saying is awesome. She's paying attention. So here's something. Okay, I keep saying it, and I'm just going to prove it to you, and then we can move on. Your president, our president, Donnie, owes a lot of money to Putin, and he's a Russian puppet a lot of the time because Putin will take him out if he doesn't do what Putin says. That's just the world we live in right now. So here's what happened. So both houses of Congress, the senators and the House of Representatives, they all passed a law saying that there would be Russian sanctions in response to the meddling in the election, right? This happened a while ago. This is some legislation that actually got passed after Trump was elected. There's hardly anything. They passed that. Trump signed it. Trump signed it because it was passed overwhelmingly. So even if he vetoed it, there would have just been a fight in the media. It's just no sense. So he signed it. So you're like, all right, well, Trump agrees that we should put sanctions on Russia. Okay, good. He doesn't agree. Or if he does, it doesn't matter. Putin doesn't agree, obviously. Putin told him, well, I'll let you sign that. That's the way he talks to the president. He says, I will let you sign this. You can sign, Donald, you can sign this. But when it comes to implementing sanctions, you will not be home. And that's what happened, is there was a deadline to impose sanctions of October 1st, and Trump didn't do anything. Is Rachel right about that? Trump had to do something, and he didn't do it? Shaka. Shocker. Why on earth would that happen? Oh, that's right, because our president owes Putin $1 billion. That's right. In his whole business. Think about what happens if Trump angers Putin and does something he really doesn't want. And Putin realizes that Trump is no longer an asset of his. What happens then? Trump loses everything he had internationally. And he's only going to be able to save what he has in the United States. Even then, he's going to be in trouble. Because you got to remember, Trump's an idiot. And he borrowed a ton of money. And now he owes almost all of it probably to Putin and Putin people. So it's over for Trump. Like, it's seriously good. And he's going to go down super hard when this is all over, whenever it happens. But we got to get him out sooner than later because he's going to be taking down the rest of us with him if we don't get him out. Now, what's kind of cool about America is that we are, you know what's saving this country right now is actually our bureaucracies. Our bureaucracies are saving the nation. And I'll tell you why. We have so many layers of people who've been working within the government for 20 or 30 years in diffuse agencies that are more than handfuls of agencies across the nation, people that are not necessarily political, people that have been in their positions for a long time. And I know some of them working at the EPA, for example. People are just sitting around at the EPA like, when is this hurricane of misadministration going to be over? So we can go back to doing our jobs. A lot of people are feeling this way. We're just waiting for this to be over. And it's becoming more and more obvious that we're dealing with a complete sociopath in the presidency, a sociopath who owes the leader of an adversarial nation his livelihood and all his money and his business. It's a real mess. So what I can do here and to try to help is to let everybody know that this is what's going on. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to have to change the way, we're going to have to do what Eminem is doing. We're going to have to change the way we really interact. Because here's the problem. We've got, when you have a lot of money and you are an intelligent person like Putin is, and you really want to influence, you want to take down, you want to own the world, right? So what do? You got to first take your aim at who's number one. America's number one. Where is America susceptible? Our election system. Our election system in a lot of ways can be bought. And he's done the best he can to peddle his nonsense and get everyone confused. Even I didn't vote for Hillary. I didn't vote for Hillary. I couldn't do it. I voted for myself because I wasn't I was so pissed off at the election, at the campaign process, at everything. I felt like my vote didn't matter because I'm in a district where my Democratic congressman is running unopposed. There's not even a Republican running because the election process can't be fair anymore the way it's set up, and it can be bought. And I didn't vote for Hillary knowing that this maniac could win, but he didn't win Virginia. So thankfully, it doesn't fucking matter. He's the president. He won somehow. And a lot of us felt this way. A lot of us like, no way that nut job's going to win. And it's a weakness in our elective process. And so what Putin has done is, you know, effectively kind of come in and smear everything around and make our election process a joke. Right now we have a joke as a president. And the only reason we don't have a joke of a country is because we've got thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of employees that are not morons that are still in the government. Now Putin is trying to destroy us. You got to remember, he's trying to convince Trump to do things that he wants. And Trump's stupid and listens to some of them. That's what we have going on right now. That's why you get like the Russian ambassador and stuff getting private meetings inside the Oval Office, because Trump wants to prove that he's still owned. That's what Putin wants to see. Putin wants Trump to show him that he's still his bitch. That's how these things work. When you're an asset of a foreign government, if you're not constantly reaffirming that your ass is theirs, then you're freaking dead. Okay? So that's what we're watching and what we're seeing and why the media is having a coronary, because we're like, are you serious? You're gonna pull us out of every single humanitarian aid program we have internationally. You're gonna cut funds from, you're gonna universally make an executive order to try to take funds away from Obamacare. You're gonna do all these things that, why are these, the media points it as, oh, he's doing these things to undo Obama. Because that's the way that they can kind of effectively phrase what he's doing, categorize what he's doing. But it's not just undo Obama. What it is destroy social safety nets and other, not just social safety nets, but just destroy positive legislation. Like, why do you think clean water is a good idea? Why is clean water for everyone to drink and bathe and everything? Why is that a good idea? Is it because it's just okay? Like, we enjoy water as people? Or does polluted water lead to infinitesimally large numbers of diseases, both in the animal and human population and everything else, that not cleaning our water and not focusing on clean water leads to humongous humanitarian problems all over the nation? So loosening up or preventing restrictions on clean water and dumping and stuff in the water is something that only an adversarial nation would be promoting, which is why it's idiotic. We have a guy, I think Pruitt, in front, head of the EPA. Pruitt is basically the worst type of whore. Whatever's wrong in his brain and allows him to do these things like a sociopath for whatever personal gain, the fact that he is owned by the industry and the industry is influenced by international powers that don't care about the environment in Oklahoma. He doesn't care that he's creating earthquakes in Oklahoma by setting up natural gas wells and fracking underneath Oklahoma land. Like, they don't care because he's not really a human being. Like, he's got a mental problem. And it's funny because that's why Putin is out here telling Trump to appoint all these miserable people in his cabinet. It's kind of funny. You know who's saving us a little bit is Rex. Who would have thought that the head of ExxonMobil is more of an American than our president? Rex Tillerson, Putin approved Rex Tillerson because he's worked with Rex Tillerson, but Rex is a little bit more of an American and he's a smarter dude. And that's why he got through it, and he's kind of one of our saviors right now. Now, Trump is going to eventually start running around scared and he's going to start trying to fire everybody. But the cabinet is getting to the point where the cabinet is understanding that, okay, any part of the cabinet, of his cabinet, that's not in agreement to remove him from office for psychological reasons at this point is also a puppet of the Russian government and needs to be looked into. You got to watch for that right now, because it's so patently obvious. It will become even more obvious when the investigations are through and we see it in court. But as for right now, like, I think, can't we kind of all agree that we're done with this? Like, we're done with this. Is there anybody who thinks Trump is on the level and wants him in the most powerful position in our government, Is there anyone who can put their hand up there? Anybody? Anybody? No, of course not. Anybody would be. As a matter of fact, a vacant presidency is better. I'm willing to take a vacant presidency over Trump right now. I think we all would. So we need a pause. And we've got to do this before New Year's, folks. There's a deadline here. We got to get him out, and we got to get him out like immediately. Like, this is enough of this. We've had enough of this as a society. We've had enough. We don't need any more proof. He's owned. He's literally owned by the Russian government. I mean, I think what's going on in reality is everybody who's dealing with him on a regular basis and people at the higher-ups, a lot of them understand this. And they just deal with him differently. Like, you think that Trump is getting like a regular security briefing every morning with what's really going on? Fuck no. Hell no. No way. He wouldn't know what to do with it, and he doesn't need to know. Like, we went past that when he divulged the secret information about how we were getting information about Al-Qaeda from the Israelis or something, or Al-Qaeda or ISIS or whatever. Like, we know that he can't keep his mouth shut, and he has no barriers, and he's just a terrible person to be a president. And his son is in $1 billion worth of debt also. Probably, maybe Kushner's also in debt to the Russians. I don't know how much Russian money's coming in. But this is a serious problem, and we got to get them the hell out of there. It's time. So we're going to start by just ignoring. Like, all you're going to hear is, why do we have this crazy person still being our president? We don't listen to him anymore. Like, here's one we can stand up against. All right, he just signed some legislation changing healthcare, whatever, universally. Now, here's the way you attack this story and attack what he did, because he tried something. He put pen to paper. I will actually go ahead and read it, because it's probably not very long if he had any hand in crafting it. He did something. He did it without Congress, about healthcare. I think he wanted to open up these cheap, crappy plans, I heard. The ones where, like, you pay $80 a month, but then if you go to the doctor, you're paying 99% of your bill. So it's not really insurance. Obama got rid of those because Obama's a man of substance and thinks about these things longer term. Anyway, so Trump tried to do something else to open up scamsters, I guess. Like, he wants, you know, at 2 a.m., you to be watching old Girls Gone Wild, in between Girls Gone Wild videos, which I don't know if they have those anymore, probably not. Girls Gone Wild got killed with the internet porn boom. But if there were Girls Gone Wild videos at 2 a.m., he would want one of those ads to be followed by one that says, "Hey, do you have 18 types of cancer and also need to go to the dentist? Well, for $39 a month, you can get Joe Bob Jimbo's health insurance extravaganza plan here at, you know, just send it to P.O. Box 4191, Louisville, Kentucky." And you will, don't send it to Louisville, Kentucky, by the way, if that's a real P.O. Box. Don't do that. But he wants that kind of ad to pop out and be like, you buy this crap. And so he wants, you know, obese chain smokers to spend $79 on, you know, their husband's credit card to get health insurance at 2 a.m. That's not going to cover you at all. That's what he signed into law, because he's a scamster. And that's what he does. So what do we do with this, that he's presented us with that? Well, we treat him like the moron he is. And we just say, okay, we see what you did. We just universally say we do not listen to executive orders anymore from him. Like, he really is not our president anymore. And so, no, we're just not listening to you. And every health insurance company and every state, just they're suing him, but just write a declaration. Here's the thing about executive orders. Anybody can write something and sign it. It doesn't mean shit if it isn't passed by Congress. Even if the laws kind of say it does, it doesn't. It doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean shit. It's like an old executive opinion or something, a signing statement that Bush had. They don't mean shit. Okay? So we treat it as such. And we respond, everybody's saying, we appreciate, Trump, you writing something down and signing it, but we're not listening to that. We only listen. When it comes to healthcare, we're going to listen to things passed by Congress. Sorry, buddy. And just flat out don't listen to him. I got another idea, by the way, too, for anybody still listening to this. Here's the idea. Somebody craft a resignation letter and tell him it's something else and have him sign it. Okay? I know that he would be able to challenge that in court, But we're also testing for his mental stability. And if we can get him to sign anything without reading it, and he's our president, that goes to kind of a psychological state of mind. And I think we can get him out. Somebody do that, please. Tell him, here's a huge executive order. It's about mental health. And literally on the front of it, it says, I, Donald J. Trump, resign from office on this day, and see if he will freaking sign it. Okay? Somebody do that. It's the biggest prank of all time. It might work. Let's give it a shot. We got nothing to lose. I don't know who could bring it in there. Who could bring it in there? Somebody give it to Melania. I think they showed Melania the PP tape, and that pissed her off enough. Maybe she might do it for us. Because she's also an agent of a foreign government, I think, right? No, I'm kidding about that. I don't know that. She seems like a moron. But anyway, let's try that. Let's do something. It's time to get this Russian asset out of office. Can't we all agree on that? I'm out for now.